the only thing that the shop, the thousand shop allows, you see in Gov is that even though the Mechava Pasuk is like the Gidim Ramah, that Tolik is a Chivrei, even with Chivrei. So the evidence is Chivrei, it's Chivrei, but there are many individuals who pass through like Rosh, that which one is Chivrei, is a Rosh, is a Chivrei, in the evidence is Chivrei, is Chivrei. That's one more. Then the Shah, in Sifres, says something which is counter to the Rashi basis in the Moreh of this book, in Chuk. Now here in Sif Dalet, the Chava says, no atzah can decay itself. The heavy atzah of Rashi Nishah, not a chivra. The Rishi is a tzah of Rabbeinu on the matter. The atzah can be my book. She is a tzah of Rabbeinu on the matter. She is a tzah of Rabbeinu on the matter. Hearing a bit of the wind of the book. He dachte, the little look of my way to the truth. So he never did it. Because it's very difficult. In case where the people is in my world, and it is in Chubea, the case out, that there shouldn't be any cost. So, but at the moment, the moment of the issue, the so that's only like the hay going to be because the hay is heavy, but the hay is light. So then it's all right. And even the tzavah of the hay is reminded, masak. The pichot him of the hay, Beijing is a more than masak, so the mountain man should have a shape. So the shah says here, the sifres, the first line, on the way to Muhammad Shah's oppressor. So even if the Tzav of Peimu is the Maya, the Tzav of Peimu is here, and he hears the Sakim of Adem, so it's also Kosher there. If it's Dosh, when do we say the Tzav of Peimu, which is heavy, so if the Tzav of Peimu is the Maya, So it is possible that is if the Saki is not Torch, if it attached to the case, so then it's very difficult to avoid the truth. Machine, if it's not, so then it's all right. Put it there. The whole thing is that we are starting there. The Mashma Vishas, the Shas, the Mashma Vishas, the Chathilah, the Jesus, the Gabriel, the Hishmoth, the Chathilah. So he says, but it's also even by when the tzavah is the mile, even the sakim is good. But that Rashi and Tesis are the scopes of Rashi. So it's pointed out that the shach is counter to what Rashi that the scope on the base. So in this Rashi it's beware that by Tolch or Sakim to Tolch, so then it doesn't make any difference whether the Tzavo is the Milo or the Tzavo is the Mato, so you have to make it share, even though the Tzavo is the Mato. I mean, not as the Shah. Alright, Sibzai. Yochel Odom, Mikveya Sakim, Migalgo Shalebe, Oy Shalebe, Uyisabe, Nagalgo, Biyote, Oy Mirabe. Umeshimson, Tzavra Beimore, Achimishra, Visvira Sagal. Vima Mayuni Mamsav Sagalo, Vishova Tzavra Kenegde, Vishova Shesov, Vimishra, Vimishra, Vimpota, Odo Vesavani, Achebo, Vishova, Visvira Shochar Mitzvah says, is a Kshayo Amir, Shemikir Cholom. Amir for Amur Mitzvah Kshayo, Shemikir Cholom. Amur Mitzvah Shemiyo, Achreo Sumo, Shavayim Amikir Cholom. Amayim Bimu Chol. So in other words, let's say if you want to share the Bimu with a machine, but suppose you have that machine with your head exactly, is forced into the machine. And as the machine evolves, so the Saki cuts this one of the rings. And it cuts, and let's say the machine is made that way, that it cuts the Saki that is in the machine, cuts it down to the boy, not the Rotos. So if, let's say, the very outset, let's say you push a button, and there is a knife in the machine, and then as you push the button, so immediately, we speak of the first revolution. So as the machine revolves for the first time, as a result of you pressing the button, so the knife that is in the machine cuts this one of the bayonets. There is a lot of way. So then it's all right. But if the knife cuts this one of the behemoth, not referring to the cause of the first revolution, but the cause of the second revolution, as the machine revolves, as the wheel revolves, so it is possible. Because it's a part of revolution, it's become too loud. So in other words, so if the knife cuts in the first revolution, so then it's considered his mice in the die. It's considered his mice in the die. But if the knife cuts in the second revolution, so it's considered the gong. Now, then he says, suppose it revolves on account of water power, we might be something as our water. So then as it revolves, as it keeps on revolving, so you bring the tzadar of Heimel in contact. So in other words, it's not. So in other words, it was revolving before, but as long as the tzadar of Heimel is not in contact with the knife that is in that machine, which revolves through water power, so maybe it could check. But the moment you bring the tzadar of Heimel in contact with the knife there, that was revolving before, so then it got this money. So then it seems to become a lab. But if, let's say, there is water power, it runs on water power, the machine, but in order to revolve, so it must, in other words, if you put the board between the middle, so then it cannot revolve. And then you take out, so you bring the tower in contact with that machine, where knife is crossing, and then you take out the board. You take out the board. At the moment you take out the board, so that causes the wheel to revolve. And then it causes the money. So then it's considered like you might say goodbye. So there's now. Now, there are a few rabbonim who say that if machine matzah, you cannot be matzah's pizza. So, first of all, there is a tshuva by Von Shapiro Sefer. Can be a machine matzah, the mitzvah of matzah's mitzvah. But now, what is their basis? Their basis is this halacha. Now, in a chanapa, let's say, if a behemoth will be nishmat to a machine, so then we see from this simon that if it's not done in the first revolution, so then it's not a good shchita. So it's not considered a shchita yulai. Now, and let's say when you bring a machine, so of course some matzahs, so you always press a button. So someone says how big, you know, the moment you press the button, it's a continual process. So most of the matzahs are being baked, and are baked after the moment when you press the button. But this aloche in the shchita has no application to matzahs, because by shchita there is aloche, there is a bachto, the notion is the homilia. So it's aloche that there has to be ma'aseh shchita b'raya. And if it is a lot of people, it's a lot of people. Even according to the Rashi, only for you according to the law, so that that's what he has to do. That's the king. So, of course, if it is not going to be the time, so it's not that's the king. But if according to the Rashi, then there is no aloha of care about as such, but only that has to be, it has to be, it is a machto, the notion is the common law. But if it's common, so it's the common law. Masha'in kei, by Nazis mitzvah, so there is no aloche, the aloche of maise nishe yunai, of maise apir yunai. There is no such aloche. Does the Torah say belashto is a Nazis? Does the Torah say no, iso is a Nazis? The Torah says yushmatu is a Nazis. So there is a machlek is the worship, the rashbo. Suppose a goy, does all the work in the matzahs, he is a mishir, he is a fear, everything. And there is a Jew who is a majid, who supervises, who stands, he doesn't do anything. So there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashi. Machlekes Hashem. So of course it's a suffix, so we have to be mach. So you should follow fast as the whole. So in other words, so those Rishayim who say that even soil, If a goy makes a matzah, goes all the asiyas, and the Israel supervises, so then it's good. So obviously, the aloha of Shimo does not mean Shimo maisa afir lishmo, or maisa bishar lishmo. So the whole aloha is that it has to be Shimon the Chibus. He doesn't have to do anything. Now, even the Rishayim who say that when the Nochri, does all the Asiyas, and the Yisrael supervises, so it's not good, so it's not a job that these Rishayim hold, that it's Aloha, that the Maiser Rishayim, the Maiser Afiyas, the Torah doesn't say Lashmo. The Torah says Ushmatu is a matzis. But so all the Shem agree that the Pshat in Shiva is Shiva Mechimus. And whenever Rashi explains Rashi in Dibu, Rashi in Chum, whenever he explains the Aloha of Shiva, he says Shiva Mechimus. There is no Aloha. It's not the Din of Ushmo like Sivas Aget. What my sexiva has to be Nishma Baalah. Here it's aloche, it has to be Nishma Mechidus. Nishma Mechidus. That's the reason of all of the Rishayim who say that when the goy does it and the soil watches, so it's good. But those Rishayim who say that it's not good, they also agree that it's not a requirement of Maisa Nishma, Maisa Afiyo Nishma. It's only aloche of Shimon Mechidus. So what does it mean Shimon Mechidus? What does it mean Shimon Mechidus? Now, well, suppose someone makes the Rishayim, makes up here, and there is a Mashgiach who sits there in the room, and he reads the Moshna. So is that considered Shimon Chiyus? So Shimon Chiyus means that if he watches, and it's under his control, it's under his control, then the Issei should not come with him. But if he doesn't have any control over the Yisrael, he's just there, and let's say, and the one who bakes, doesn't care what Mashgiach says. So what kind of Shimo is it? Shimo means it's watched, in other words, that it's under his control. So many Shimo hold that where the goy,
meets the Mishnah, or meets the Appeal, and the soil matches. So what does it mean, matches? Number one, the goy, then let's say, suppose who has the control of the Issa? The goy has the control of the Issa. Because as long as the Issa is activated, so he cannot run, he cannot become homeless. It doesn't run. But when does the process of chibutz begin? When the Issa is not there, when it's left out. So what does it mean the Issa watches? In other words, he watches over the goy, that the goy should not let his hands off these. He should not leave it idle. Suppose the goy decides to let it idle. So what does the Jew do? So what does the Jew do? The Jew will scream at it. He'll scream at the goy. And the goy is afraid of it. So that means that, and in whose control is the Issa? Who has the control over the Issa to decide whether the Issa should become hot or not? The goy has the control, because he handles the Issa. And suppose he takes his hands off the Issa and leaves it idle, so then don't come comments. So what does the Jew do? Does the Jew have the control of the Issa? He doesn't have the control of the Issa. The Jew, even if the goy is afraid of the Jew, because he loses his job, the goy loses his job. So that means that the Jew who watches has the control over the goy, not over the Issa. Who has the control over the Issa? Who has the ultimate control over the Issa? The ultimate control over the Issa is exercised by the goy. So in Mele, the so-called Shmile by the Israel is not considered Shimon of Chibutz. Is not considered Shimon of Chibutz. So that's why it's not good. But not that there is a halacha, that the Maisa Asiyah, that the Maisa Lishe has to be the Shema Asiyah. There is no halacha Maisa Lishe. And even if we'll say that the Asiyahs have to be the Shema Asiyah, even if we'll say like that, but there is no halacha of Maisa Lishe Maisa. So you call it the Isaskis, if we say that all the mice, all the Asiyas have to be in the Shem Matzis Mitzvah. So it only means only Isaskis have to be in the Shem Matzis Mitzvah. Not the mice of Mishnah, not the mice of Mishnah. Because the Torah doesn't spell out Klisha Fiyah. What if the Torah spell out Klisha Fiyah? All right, so there is no reason as to why you shouldn't be able to be kind of Mitzvah. Matzis Mitzvah with the machine matzis. Alright, now, Kamu Erech HaSakim, Shesheichet Bey Kolshu, Shom Yehei Lo Hodak, Shenei Kevi Bey Mishich, Kamu Yehei Shem Zeno Nachoto, Vichayit. So, in other words, if you make your Ochev Amoye, if you make your Ochev Amoye, then you more say that, that if you make your Ochev Amoye, so then you may suck in mushrooms. But if you make just the lochet by itself without the bowl, or you make your boy by itself without the lochet, so then there's the issue. What is the shito? If you just make your lochet by itself, or your boy by itself. So it has to have meloi shnei tzavot. In other words, meloi tzavot ha-meimor, v'chuz mitzavot ha-meimor tzavot. Later. So if you make just the mochet by itself, or by itself, then the length of the sakim has to be two tzavot. But if you make both the mochet and the mochet, so then it will be mashmiz. So the more explains what it means to be sakim with tzavo sheiro. So it means the loy tzavo chutz mitzavo. If he made just kochet by itself, he won't even say. But the Mishnah concludes that one of the ways v'amen kol mamurim bizman sheiro v'chulei o yeh v'chulei avo v'hei 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 after you coach you, after you being set, after you coach you, after you being set on this chair, after you being set on this chair. Now, you saw the lead that won it. There's no projection, but if there's projections, then it will be as it is. So it will not be in shape as we like. The Rib says, Hanem Lebein, Shitavomi Dak, Avon Behemo. So the Rib mentions in Shite that when we say that evil is born, go ahead and avoid. So the Mashu is good, that is great. But Behemoth, so it's not good, even though he makes both. He will have both. But all that is Shemachim. All that is Shemachim. Now, so, and then the Gemara says, Bimachat. So you see that the Mechaber is not Cheshit for the Chitim. The Mechaber is not Cheshit for the Chitim. But the Rambo in Sinachon Dalet, But the machat is not good. After the rochetas, case is a ratzoni. Shechiv to be achud. Ain't shechiv. Now that's the binding more. Machte du mishcha is not legal. It's called machte du mishcha. But it's horrible. It's called the carpenter's oar. So it's like kinali. So the more I see that from the Omar Amashi, his man, I'm going to mash it away. I'm down. So, if it's him a baby, after the culture, after the resemblance, So, Omar Amashi, the resemblance of the man, the lens has no projections. There's projections, so then the projections pierce the simon. So, it's a shiny novel. Omar Amashi, the father of Nashi, mach the vibe. With the Hebrew, only after mitzvah for us. So in other words, that doesn't cut, it pierces. So it's naked, so it's no good. Yeah. So, machte di ushke, the man. The carpenter's all. Only the young, after the coach, my wife machte di ushke, so it's a guy, it's good. No, he's a man. He's a man, he's a man. The coach is a man. My coach is a man. I'm a man. Wie ist auch der Reiter auch nach dem Ruf und Mischrepe, hast du nach dem Mischrepe Schari, die ist immer mit Boye. So die Mora sagt, sie ist immer nicht so. Salat nach dem Ruf, sind sie immer schon mit Kamai, sind sie schon ein Gemasch. So ist wohl nicht Mischrepe. So der Tabai und macht dem Mischrepe, der Kaff nur so, oder der Tuna da, ist wohl nicht Mischrepe. Na, und Rashi sagt, Rashi sagt, macht dem Mischrepe, macht sie ja Harazoni, שבי יסו חבודים וחיפרים So, now the Bach explains it. The Bach explains that they call it Rashi. Rashi says, so actually, there is no Indian of Tosin from a call to Rashi. The Bach, the priest, they all explain it that way. That from Rashi it's Mashma, that there is no trust in Mahdi Dushan. So why is it something in Moreh? Why is this stopping the door? Here, the Pirsha Rashi remarked the Shemuchov of Tzatz, Beleshe, who made the baby, on the boy, the Kamosha Piso. I mean, it's the home land, the Piso. The Beleshe, but the Mibs, the Bosa. Pirsha Niki, the Kereya, the Hinkle. Mashiach in Israel, Shurit and the people of Israel. The Kopoy and Martin Bush, Mushka, Shepiyes of Hadudi, Mele Humibi Piyes, Mitomer in Zemo Bishop. It's Hadudi. Oh, he did all it took, Havon. We lacked the Martin. We hit the Martin also at Mushka and Amos. So he told me the Havon. So the reason is why it's also he told me the Havon. But there is no Egan of Tusa. But, because we say that the Rabbanon needs us. Because if we allow Shchite in the Machat Ushchate, so people might use a regular Machat as well. And the regular Machat doesn't cut. They make a regular Machat pierces. This is how it's Masha on Masha. And the Prisha said the same thing. They all say the same thing. That from Masha's Moshe, it's Masha. That the business by Machat Ushchate. So it's also the Shchite is with Rabbanon. Because it's because we say, I will give the Ram. But the Ram explains it differently. Oh, the Ram will read there, and then the Mom. El Machte Dush Kabela, the Libash may be top of the show Tzatz. Tzatz. Uktanum is there, it's smaller than the Eilens. The Ratzon in the Kai. Carpenters, Miyashim, or shoemakers. Carpenters, shoemakers, Miyashim, or Israel. So they smooth out with that all, they smooth out the height. Viyash was an ancient king, Ma, Vasino Mishna. We told us that the Polish, but who is ever, with a kind of human Pirushka, the Polish. My coach is ever a Mishna. Hilka has been a Polish. מכין אותו ידינו, קם להרוג אותו בכך שלו זנדר, השיחי ביסק איתנו, צור איך ליזוי או נשאי או לבי מדייתי, שרשיני לך ביום בו, שלא יפרץ, אבל קטן יסר מדי, לא ישרה, דו במחת ומושך במסעת גרום ואז לא לכם. So the Ram explains it not in a different way. So in other words, so the Bach and the preacher, they all assume that there is a machlikes between Rashi and Ram, in the Pshat. According to Rashi, so Machti Gush Chapeh, there is no Chshash of Gush. Because we need some Chabuni. And it cuts. But, because of Xeir. Because of Xeir, that we shouldn't use it in regular Machti. But so it's only the Ram. According to the Ram, so the Shani is because the Machti Gush Chapeh is very small. It's true, it comes. So there is a Choshe of Itrus. So there is a Choshe of Itrus. True, that where one makes a Loche Ba'avoye, so then we don't require that it should be dead, the length of the Sakin should be Shnitza Bali. So Shnitza Bali not, but Machti Mishrape is very small. So the Mele, there is a choshe of Tose, even if he feels that he wasn't there. True, he has the impression that he was Melech or maybe, but maybe in the course of the Shechite, at one moment, he was there, because it's very small. So in other words, Machted Mushrape, according to the Ram, is a very small sake. That's what it is. So maybe the Ram says, that even if you make a loch of a void, but if it's very small, so then the shchit is possible. That's the shayla of Machti Gushka. Now that's the Ram. So that aloche that the Mechava mentions, v'chim til yadim, u'vimachad apil loch of tzatz, ki ein son, shal rachonim shechitchim v'yachim, in shechitchim. Why? Because even though it's a regular line, but it's very small. So maybe so there is a shash of loss, like the Ram. The Hindu Yadinon Shibu, the השיח נמסעתי קטנו, צורת מצויר ומשייר ונמסעתי, שרשיים חביות פה שלא ידרס, אבל קטנו ליסה מדי, לא נשאר. Because קטנו ליסה מדי, דץ מה אתם נשאר. אקורת לך, תן מחר דער, פס פסלגר. ומי שלא יוכל משייר, ייקח סעקים, צורת רואה, so קטנו ליסה מדי, לא נשאר. So suppose, so if he's the kind of a sheikh who is very, so he's very much cognizant of what science is lacking, he would certainly not involve any to so, so then he can use even though he does not have a special sheikh, even though he doesn't have either a sabbat. Mashiach is a bold sheikh that is not so alert to realize, I mean, what kind of a sati would be long enough, large enough, not to have to make any person. So then, in order to avoid shoshes, so you should make sure that the sati has been savoy. So this savoy gets certainly not. ייקח סעקי כמרי רבי סבון, שאולי סבון ששאיר. ויהיה שם רבי, ונשאיר בלדלת את בויס. ורמז בזה, שנאמה מושחת את הנוזה, זאת אומרת, מה שאיר בזה, נזיודת. כבר. נאו, זימתס, אם שוחד בסעקי מובלס, שחיתות עם פסולו, ויש מחשב, ויש מחשב. נאו, בס, actually, it's the more that it's hosh. That's the more that has chidul o'keir in the book. So it's the more that it's more that it's now, that has on the other. Tom Rav Zeh Roma Shmuel, we've been sake in Shalat Lepo, and Shkito Sik Shalat. But we can argue that it's not possible, because since it's Mdumen, it's hidden. It's very hidden. So maybe the simoni got burned before they were cut. So, Akira tells us now, when you use a burning sake, a burning, a heated sake, so then the effect of the chidud takes place before the effect of the simoni. So really, the simoni, becomes cut before it becomes simoni. So the more is the kashi. So how is it that the Nechava mentions today, so it's a Beferesh Gemara, that's Machshir. Why was the first question of Nechava saying this? Because the Gemara that has, as it's here in Kasha, but I can't tell you, we can't tell you, two, that in, at the point where he cut, so the effect of the healing, of the cutting, is prior, it takes place before the effect of the sin. But the signs, so there, the effect of the sinful is not so immediate. So there, the sinful takes the effect of the sinful takes place first. And then the sinful. So you want to catch a week is not me. So you want to say, this is the mirvach of them. Now, the moment you start cutting, so it widens by itself. So the melee, so the Zlotim do not become singe. Do not become singe. So the Zlotim do not become singe either. This is what we want. Now, then, what we want to do is actually, there is a machlikis between Rabbi Yimar and Tarbashi, how many bdikis the Sheikh has been made. So that we die on the brains. So Rav Pope and Rakope and Rabashi say that you have to be paid, you have to be paid with the saki at what uchazim. Not only the edge, but at the sides, near the edge. You have to be paid. That's Rakope and Rabashi. That is I know this. But Rabiyeva Roma, at two fellow abyss, at Lapuchazim, or it's different. You don't have to debate the age and the science of the age. Μίλησε ο Ιώμα Ραμζέιτα ο Μασχουέλ, Λίμπιν Σάκη, Μισόλεγκο, Σχητός Εξήγω, Σεχητούτο Κύριο του Λιμπουνό, Βικάσιον, ο Ιγκιτ Γονή, Δαμούν να μην σας πείτε μία μαχώμα, ο Χενά να μην σας πείτε μία μαχώμα. So why should we debate it on the science of the age, of the Sáki? Because why? Maybe there is an action, maybe there is a demon on the science. But since Ramzina says, so the moment you meet the Sáki in contact with the Tzavara Veimo, so it becomes, it widens out. So even if there isn't God on the science of the Sáki, so it will not affect the Simon of the Bay in any way. Because miracle, that's the reason why Rabbeinu does not require Tikkat Latuchas. Now, but so Rabbeinu doesn't require Tikkat Latuchas. But Rav Sheshes and Rav Kope, they do require Tikkat against the Gimis at Latuchas. But Mirbachovach, the answer is, so the answer is, the leadership is that only Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Zeira's deep on this Ashkita Nirvachola. But Rav Kope and Rav Ashe, they are really coming on Rav Zeira's deep of this Ashkita Nirvachola. So the Meile, the Reed, doesn't part rich in Rav Zeira's Aloha. The Reed is Mashmi, Rav Zeira's Aloha, of Chidud Akhidu Yehuda. Why? Because the Abzeres Alochem of Chidud Akhidu Yehuda is based upon the premise of this Ashkita Nirvachola. But only Rav Yehuda agrees with that. The Rav Kope and Rav Ramashe, who say that Tzrichim Dike, Atuf Reba, Dis Reba, Tlatu Chase, so you have to be made it not only the edge, but also the study of the Sáki as well. Why maybe the study of the Sáki, there is in God, but Mr. Shetan Yerobah, the answer is the Yachir Kandini of Mr. Shetan Yerobah. So we pass in like Rav Kope and Rav Ashi. That's why the Reef is much with Rav Zeira's Din Dabchez of Chizid of Enur Mor. So that's why the Mechaber made the first question. He says, Yim Shokha Nisak Mevren Shkosh Tzuo. That's in accordance with Chizid of the Reef, who is much with Rav Zeira's Aloha, the Reef, but he is much with him. But everybody passes like Rav Kope and Rav Kope and Rav Ashi, that you have to be made in Kapot Ruchase. In other words, when the Sheikha is made in the Sáki, let's say this is the edge of the Sáki here, the edge of the page, that's the edge of the Sáki. So he has to be made against the Kibes, not only here, but he has to be made against the Kibes on the side too, here and here. So why? So not like Avena, not like Avena. So why do most Rishayim say that Shokha Misakim of the Rebbe is Shkutos Yitzchik Shehro? But Shkutos Yitzchik Shehro is Rav Zeira's Din of Chidud Akhidu Yehuda, and that's based upon Mr. Shkutos Nirmach Ovach. But apparently Rav Ashi and Rav Kope, they Yachir Kam this Din of Nirmach Ovach. So the Rosh says, mentions the name of Rabbi, and writes, now he had a different gear set than we had. And Gamma Rambam Zal, Kosa, Libin Saki, Mishoka, Koshikos, and Psuo. So there are two gear stories in Rambam. One gear set in Rambam, Mishikos, and Shio. And one gear set in Rambam, Mishikos, and Psuo. So the Rosh had a gear set in Rambam, Libin Saki, Mishoka, Koshikos, and Psuo. We can I am, she can only come with working. Can we even have a piece of our two but our two has a little bit. We will have Zero, Mishaki, Mishoka, Koshikos, and Shio. Chidudo, כאילו, לא, בקושי לא אומרים כזמנים, ואמרו לבסע שכתבים אחר, וכאן לא תראה באשר, אם מה צריך להביס ורעתות 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 ורע E o mesmo que está escrito no Bahá'u'lláh, de Jesus ali, o treino para a quinzeava, de treino, e de comando do Ibama Rabzeira, do comando do Ibama Rabzeira, a uma loja de sucrói sobre a meia. O máximo que o Michel Reis, sobre a meia, ele escreve também. Ele diz que no one is relic and tribulative only. But tribulative only Bruno is based upon the premise of Mr. Shriden Birbachovach. So why does Ravashi require a particular Sasaki not to be a dangerous Saki, but even if not even on the Saki? So the answer is, so he says, Yeshua, the Eshua of the Tribulative and the Birbach. We not say we are Salim, she is passion to Zoli. I wish I shall Saki, Yitze, so he is passion to the Bachas, which is a Shrite, very, I wish I Saki, Yitze, so he is passion. Who is passion is the Bachas, which is a Shrite, which is a Shrite. So in other words, everybody agrees that this is a Shrite, but the Machlik between Rabbeinu and Rabashi. As to whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have to communicate the Guinness and the age of the Saki itself. But not the body of the Saki. So the reason as Papa Pasha says that you have to be baby this body of the Saki is because Papa Pasha also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that this is a shifted year of Hora. But Papa Pasha holds this is a shifted year of Hora. The moment you start putting the Saki, in counting the Zabarema. So it spreads out, it widens out, but it doesn't widen out, so it widens out insufficiently to enable a cutting of the leaf simply before we sit. But it doesn't widen out enough sufficiently to so that the gum of the Zadasaki should not affect this one. So in other words, the widening is sufficient to enable that the chibud should take effect before the sitting. But it doesn't mean the Bachovach that it completely widens out. So it doesn't widen out sufficiently that the gum that might exist in the Sada Sakim so should not affect the Simon. So really it's still possible, even though it's no more of a time, so it's still possible that in the course of the cutting, so the gum, the notch in the Sada Sakim comes in contact with the Simon of the name or the Takeres or the Hechet. And at that point, so it pierces the gap-gerets of the nation. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Abu Moshe Sosaki, it means the notch, the gap of the Saki, in the tzadok of the Saki. Yehuda says, Pashetis, in the Bachas, the Tidash, the Tobi Kerasa, Uman, Oka. That's how near is it. And then the right is different parents. The outcome we show that take us on the air, how does that feel like? In other words, there is no spirit. In other words, Rav Zeira, even Ravashi agrees with Rav Zeira's name that Misa Shkita Mir Bachora. So, and because of Misa Shkita Mir Bachora, so Rav Zeira says, living Saki Mishochat Moshe Mosek Sheho. He doesn't say that Rachatrile, you can use his Saki a burning sack. The Chachimah are certainly not allowed to use a burning sack because of the Choshi. Maybe it will be singed. But the Eved, if it did it, so we don't have to be changed. Maybe the singeing took effect, it took place before the coming. Because usually when they hit the sack in the news, so the Chibut is prior to the limit. So the cutting takes effect before the sin. But not for now. So because of that, Rabashi says, we have to lay you have to be waiting. Not only here, but also here, in Rabbi, according to the writing. Habashu would be there. Suppose the Shechem would really come here, the night is going to be Saki, then you already was Shechem. So the Shechem is Shechem. That's the right answer. And then there is another text by Rabbi. Then there is another text by Rabbi. One text by Rabbi is that with everybody in the Rabashi, that with Hashkiti is Mirbach Hobach, with Hashkiti is Mirbach Hobach, but the Mirbach Hobach enables a chidut prior to the libel, but it doesn't prevent the contact of the nash, the beginning, in the tzad of the sakim, that it doesn't prevent. That's one time. Another time for Rabbi is that in a chname, even is that it could prevent, just as the nirvach from enables. Enables the chidut keilim with the woman, or prevents a liver sinking prior to the cutting of the ribs in the morning. So it is possible also, because of the mirvach hobach, to avoid a contact between the dam in the sadasakin and the tzilibis hashkiti. So it's possible if it's alerted. If the Shechem is alert. So Mele, in the case of the Sakim Shalakbo, so the Shechem knows very well that the Sakim is Mehubet, that it's a burning Sakim. So Mele is on guard, that there shouldn't be any flinching prior to the calling of the Shemon. So when the Shechem is on guard, so he can avoid a flinching prior to the calling of the Shemon. Masheimke, the Rabbi Shechem, so if the Sheikhet is not bathing, the stone of the Sakim is just bathing the edge of the Sakim, but it's not bathing the stone of the Sakim. So he is not alerted to the possibility that there might be a gap in the stone of the Sakim, and that notch in the stone of the Sakim will come in contact with the stone of the Sakim, and that will pierce the semantic. So that's why the Mechaber has two sheets. You show how the Sakhul then is, so it's true, the Pish Machir. So the Rambo says, Yodash in the Memes, in the Sash or in Yoga Pisodi, that's in line, that like Fuke, if he wasn't aware that the Sakhul was broken. So then, even the second Rosh will agree that it's possible. In other words, so the Rambo Sakhoye is in line with the second teretz of Rabbeinu. It's not in line with the Raivet's teretz, because the Raivet doesn't reconcile Rav Zeira's halacha with Rav Ashi's halacha, that Zerikato Trucha said on the basis that with Hashkita Bir Mechobach is only, we rely on it, only the Hebet, not the Chachile. Because according to the Raivet, so even if no Yodashi can move on this, so it would also be kosher. And the Rambo says, when does the Yesh Machshir Machshir? When is the Yesh Machshir Machshir? Only if you are the Shemulah. That's why with the second Teretz of Amin, not in line with the Ayin's Teretz, and not in line with the first Teretz of Amin. Alright, now, in the Rambam, there are two Yosuites. One Yosuit in the Rambam is, Shochat Zachim Yudvedes, Shriyos Yusulo, that's the Yosuit in Roshe, and then our Yosuit in the Rambam is, the Shriyos Yusulo. Right. Now, Sakim Sinanuth, Sakim Shom Nisham Shei, Avidas Tichot, Chodosh, O Yosh Nishem Be Mishim Yimut Avidas Tichot. In other words, even if it's a Yosh, it's Yosh, Sakim Yosh, but it doesn't have any Bliye of Israel, because it was Vikashavet, people to whatever kashrut is required. So I'm right. So then this Buddha initially bought the behemoth, a healthy behemoth, a behemoth that is a stock, that is not insecurized, that is not made loss. Why? So in other words, the Mechaba here is, in this scene, he is not concerned with the question of the succulent Vyasis. He is only concerned with the question of when the families are. Now, so there is a law of the Malise, now, according to the Rambam, so that law, applies to Amizor himself, to the Kreis Amizor, to Mishapsh Amizor. The Rambam is here, and according to the Rambam, so the law of the Yogi, of the Solite Evil, Misecho, but he doesn't apply to the Kreis and Mishapsh. So the Kreis, how we know the Kreis was Manoe. So, by its people, we bow to Eliya. By his behus in Kreisi, so the more of Zoradam Cortez turns out a Yahuse that Mamesimos of Anoye after Kremes Akamos of Anoye. And how we go Mishamshe Amizore, so Yahmut Kesimzo, Yahmut Kesimzo. So but there is a halacha that Mishamshe Amizore is also Anoye. So the Shaila here is, if the Zak is in Mishamshe Amizore, now how did the Zak become Mishamshe Amizore? Now the halacha is that for Hasmonei alone, it doesn't become effective in the Yisrael of Hashmishe Amizore. Suppose a pagan sets aside a certain Zak to be used for Amizore, so it doesn't become Osir. Hasmonei is not enough. It has to be that only the Zak was used, the Mzias, is it for Amizore, then it becomes effective in the Yisrael of Hashem Shabbos. But if it wasn't used, there was just Hasmonei, so Hasmonei loved him, see. So Hasmonei does not make it awesome. Only if it was used by Amizore. Now the question arises, if it was used for Amizore, so in other words, it was used in Shechti to the Himes of Amizore. So then it was the way I said. So maybe you shouldn't be allowed to use it for shchite or the behemoth because of the Bria's Yisrael. So Chava says, Sakish on Shachem Tikon, Chodosh. Let's say it wasn't doing Chodosh, but if it wasn't used by the Zohar, so it's not Osama Noe altogether. So it means Chodosh means it wasn't used for shchite, but it was used in Chakri Mut. So that's what Chodosh means. It was used in Chakri Mut. Or Yosho, even though it was used for shchite Rabbi. So, but we kasher it. Sheimim should be away. I was coming. We kasher it. We expected it here. Flagole or Fulibu. So we expected it here. But it was used by Israel, so it's also Hanoi. So one could argue that you cannot check the behemoth with that Zaki because you have Hanoi from the Tashmisha of Israel. So the Torah says that it's mutin to be put on the behemoth, a healthy behemoth. They should be helped because a behemoth that is alive, a healthy behemoth that is living. So it has three functions. One function is it can be used with Rishi. Then another function, another use of a primot that is real is it can be gathered more less. And a third function is lashon. But the moment you shecht it, so then you cannot use it with Rishi. You cannot be gathered more less in the name of the moment you shecht it. So you have the one function lachik. So actually you are recounting the name of Hashem again. So you're not ready from the Zaki Shalom Israel. Because you are recounting. So it's good. So it's good. So it's Zaki, so Shalom Israel. We don't have the name of the name. We play Shalom Israel. We also wish to play music and we play Shalom Israel. But so then, he's in sake, so you're not allowed to use the sake of Al Nisore in Shechem Yibayim, because they're Aboyer from Al Nisore. Sake in Shalim Bikichon, Shalim is Kichon, she in Shechizor Yibayim, Shalom. Oy in the Yoke, she in the Yibayim, Yibayim in the Kala Kakosho, Esa Beomim, Sake in Shalim. Now, if it's a sake in Yoshim, Saki Yoshim means that the Saki was used in Shechtu Baal Nezoveh, so it has Isak in it, because it's used in Shechtu Baal Nezoveh. But there is a way to remove the Isak. How can we remove the Isak? How can we remove the Isak? By Ashkos, if you file it. Or if you bend it against Karka Koshi 10 times, so that removes this, so then it's good there to use it with Shri. So, only when you offer Shri, you may be this, we brought in the Karka Koshi as they come, but I can't show up in it. Why? Because it's in the Karka. So, bending it against the ground, that removes all the Isar that is impregnated in the Sakh. So is Vim Shoha Bey, the Roshim Hashem. But suppose you took his Sakh in Russia that was used last resort. So Isar, in other words, not Afke Al Nizor, it can be Sakh in Shoha Bitkhobi, not Afke Sakhobi. So let's say it's just a Sakh that the Goy used. But he used it in the Vayvas, in Vayvas, all kinds of things. So if he not banged it against the ground 10 times, so that removed all the shabunas of Isya that is impregnated into the surface of the sack. So it's good at the Sheikh. But suppose he took his sack in Shalabizobe, or a Saki Shemakun natural result without removing the Shabbos of Israel, and which he was shechted the name of the day. So there is a machlekes in Chum between Rav Barachon and Rav. So Rav Omar killed Rav Barachon Omar Madir. So there is a machlekes Hashem how we pass. Rashi passes like one of the they passed by Madoma Madir, the press of the babies. Hashaykh Isaki, Ibma, Hashaykh Isaki Shlomito, Rabo Makeli, Firabe Bachon Yoma Madia. So, when you want to be, the Marasova is a shrit at Sene, Umarasova is a shrit at the Sene. So, in other words, so Rabbi Bach, so the Rav who says Kelly, because the Saki Shalakum, whether it was Saki Shalakum, it's all right, or the Saki, or the Goy, naturally it's all right, but it has Issa, it has Bias Issa. So in Bele, that Issa, that the Saki inherit, was Nivra in the Bias Ashkite. So, and how, to what extent was it Nivra in the Kube? So maybe he has to peel off from the Tzad of Bias Ashkite. Because Bias Ashkite is Riseyach. So when he used that Tzaki Chalako on the Tzad of Abeyme, so it was Nivra in the Kube, so he has to peel off in the Kube. And Rav Barachon says all he has to do is just to rinse, to just wash it off. The Tzara waves a rainbow with water, with cold water, just to wash it off. So he holds that there is a Shredetzeden, and with Zeden there cannot be any Brien. So only a Brien can be transferred to the Tzara of Isabine, but the Tzara of Isabine. So as far as the end is concerned, all you have to do is to wash it off, to rinse it. Batsoba, Rabo, with a Shredetzeden, Tzibarabam, Chot, holds. With a shrit, the Mar Sova Rav, he says, Kaylee, oh, with a shrit, the Seah. So the Mora says, well, the Kulam, the Visa Shrit, the Seah. So Mando, what came with Shah? because it seems like in Greek. And the idea, so rinsing it with cold water is enough. But it's a shitty to say, yeah, so the Isaiah couldn't be liberal. Why is Matthias though? I believe that the Simon Schwab, he can down with all. So we couldn't be believed. He can down with the Spanish. He can down with the Columbus, I should say. Mando ma Matthias Schwab. So this is explains this. What does it mean? Agartochen is Akile Bola. It doesn't mean the Durkin is Akile by itself is Matthias. Durkin is Akile combined with that partial heat of the Pesach Shrite. So is Matthias Akile. In other words, it's not Rizea by itself. But that partial warm heat of the Pesach Shrite together with Durkin is Akile is Matthias. But Durkin is Akile by itself, without any heat, is not Matthias. Alright. So we have here the machlokes between the Rav and Rav Bachon. So Rav Asher Misaki Shalakon. So Rav says Kilei. Rav Bachon says Madiach. Then we have another machlokes. Tweede bo Rabach et Rabbi. Sakit Rabbi. Tweede bo Rabach et Rabbi. Suppose you took Isaki Shabbat, and you are shaking the behemoth 3-4 months with that Saki. Now you want to use the same Saki and the behemoth shaking. But that Saki was used and the behemoth 3. So what do you have to do in order to be able to use it and the behemoth shaking? So there is a machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbi, Chadom Abraham, that in order to be able to use that Saki that was used once and the able to for in order to be able to use it. And the name of Shero, you must realize the Agove in that Saki. Why? Because the use of the Saki and the name of Trim for once, so that was Mavriya in the Saki Isaya of the Trim. And now, if you don't make Agove, so when you use it and the name of Shero, So the Bisashrite will be machlik the Buyasisea of the Trifor, the Saki, and it will be defined the name of Shero. So in order to extract the Buyasisea of Trifor in the Saki, you have to subject the Drago. We have a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah. So the Aruchi is even mitzvah. So the Gemara Paschal is the Tzaki 3-4, so same is enough. How about the machlokes between Rabbi Rachon and Rab? The Gemara doesn't pass. So Rashi says, Lichum, since the Gemara doesn't pass, we have two Gemaras here. One Gemara is in connection with Rashi and Misakash to Lichum. So Rab says, Kimri, Rabbi Rachon says, Madia, the Gemara doesn't say, how we pass. Then we have another machlokes. So there the more passive is the Tzelenism. How about the first machleket between Rav and Rav Machleket? So the more doesn't say anything. So Rashi passes the Chum in connection with the first Asher Tzach Shlom Chobi, the Chum that came. So then Rashi is the Kashi. What if Shaf, if we pass in the year the Chum, so how can we pass in over there after we say anything? If we pass the Yavitzin, we more pass the Yavitzin. So that means that if you use the Saki and the Behemoth 3-4, and then he wants to use the same Saki again and the Behemoth 3-4, all he has to do is to rinse it in cold water. What will cold water do? Cold water will only remove the Behemoth. The Behemoth of the Shamans. But it will not remove the bleed, whatever was absorbed by the Saki. Found it before, so cold water will not remove. So apparently this Ashrit is saying it cannot be Matthew. It cannot be Matthew. So why do we pass the Gilead that it is Matthew? So as you say, the Ashrit can be Matthew in something soft. The Misashrit can be Matthew. But it cannot be Mavriya in something that is hard, like Isaac. So, Mimele, according to Rashi, zwar schicken die Sachen schon die Kommen, der traf das Kind nicht, so dass der Präferenz zu die Sachen schon akkum, der diskutiert nicht. But it means the usual Sachen, die Sachen ist not 100%. Even if you wipe it off, you still have all the Sachen schon akkum. So I thought it was used so many times, and all kinds of things. So there is a shabudis of Israel that adheres to the surface of the Sakhi. But that's not real. That's not real. That's again. So when Prophet Rabbachon Achim, as well as Sikhim Sakhi, so King okay, Rabbaniah, so the matter of reference to the Sakhi that is fatless clean, that is no peace, adheres to the surface of the Sakhi. No. They have reference to the usual Sakhi. The usual Sakhi has some grease at the end to the surface. To the surface. So, Melee, Chayb is Ashkite, so Ashi said as follows. Chayb is Ashkite is not sufficient to be Mavliyah into the Sakhi, to the interior of the Sakhi. But Chayb is Ashkite is sufficient to be Mavliyah into the Mishashkite, into the Boso, that is so, that is not to be so. So the male, Hashem is actually coming. That Zaki had a certain means that adhere to the service of the Zaki. So that, so according to God, the Chim is actually together with the Tuchken Zaki enabled the grease of the Zaki to be absorbed by the Mishashkite. So how, to what extent was it absorbed by the Mishashkite? To the extent of King Kripi. So the male, if he wants, if he wants to use the Zaki, so not here it's not a question whether he wants to use the Zaki. So if he wants, so in order, so according to that, in order to be allowed to eat of that anymore, he has to be off from the Mishashkite. Because the Mishashkite was Mavliyak in the into the Behem, into the Mishashkite. So in order to be able to eat of the Behemo, he has to be off from the Mishashkite. Why? Because the Chayim Mishashkite is capable of being Mavliyah in something soft in the Mishashkite itself. But the Chayim Mishashkite, but they, the other Machlikes, between Rabach and Rabine, so there it's a Machlikes, the Machlikes between Rabach and Rabine, so there is a Machlikes. Where Saki finished, if he took his Saki, and he was shaken to drink, so maybe that Saki, so what Madonna says, it's in it, no. What did he say is no? Because the Chetu, he used the Saki that he trained for, but the Chetu is a Shkita, it's not sufficient to be Mavliya into something that is hard, into the Saki. So the Mandoma who says Bitzene, he holds that the Chibis Hashkita was incapable of absorbing the Shamunis of Trefo into the Zaki. That now. So what happened as a result of the Zaki being used at the name of Trefo? That Samir was transferred to the surface of the Zaki so that the end can be removed readily by mitzvah that we call water. But one of them says no. You have to use it, you have to cash it in hot water and boil water. Hagol is required. Why is Hagol required? Because he holds that the Chim is Hashkite. The Mandoma who said the Chamun holds that the Chim is Hashkite is capable of absorbing the Shamunis of Trifo into the interior of the Saki. So the Melee into the interior of the Saki. So in order to use it on Game of Shevo, you must be a god. So we ask why you are not a tzimel, because Rim is a shkite can only absorb Mavliya in something soft, like Rim is a shkite, but it cannot Mavliya in something hard, like the Saki, in something hard like the Saki. That's Rashi. The Rashbo in the Hidushi, and the Rashbo in the Rasabai is, he is another shkite. Yishit is that there is no distinction. So according to Rashi, so there are two machlekes. The machlekes between Rav and Rav Bachon is is as we are in the Sashkit is capable of being Mahdiya in South Zot, in Mosul, in the Sashkit. So they, so Chabad says no, that's why Adoch is in all, in the first part of the case, and the Rav says no, Caleb is required. So we pass on there, like Av, Rashi says, that Chabad is capable of being Mahdiya in the Sashkit. But not, then there is another other case between Rabach and Kabbalah, whether Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mabdiya in something how. In that other case, we pass the Kulet, that Chemis Ashkite is not capable of being Mabdiya in something how. So Rashi passes that Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mabdiya in something so, like Chemis Ashkite, but it's incapable of being Mabdiya in something how, like something. Then the Rashbo, the Rashbo says, no. The Rashbo says that according to the Mandoma, according to the Mandoma, that the Sheikh is exactly showing the Chomet. So, Kibbutz is required. Kibbutz is required. So, he holds that Chibbutz Ashkite is capable of being Mamiya. But it's even, and both Rabach and Rabbinen can agree with Rab. You see, that's the machlokes between Rab and Rabbi Machone, as to whether Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mavdiya or not. So according to Rab, and we pass it like Rab. So Rashba also passes like Rab. So Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mavdiya. So it's capable of being Mavdiya in something soft. And it's capable of being Mavdiya in something how to. So then you ask, if it is capable, if according to Rav, so Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mavdiya, not only something soft like Chemis Ashkite, but it's capable of being Mavdiya in something how, like Sakin. Also, so why would the Gemara say Bilchas Afilu Bitzeinim? But why is Bitzeinim not? Now he used the Sakin on the tree. So the Sakin absorbs shallowness of tree. So Shamunis of Faithful was absorbed in the interior of the Saki. So how can Mora say, Lucas Afim say, all we have to do is to rinse the Saki with cold water? What would Dadoche do? Dadoche only removed the Behen. But whatever was absorbed was in the interior of the Saki, the Dadoche would not remove. So why would Mora say, Lucas Afim say that? So the Rashba says, the Gemara says, it was a few weeks, amen. True that the Sakin, when it was used at the Trife, so it absorbed Shamunis of Trife. But, so Chemis Ashkite is capable of being Mavdiya, even in the Sakin. But Chemis Ashkite is incapable of being Pelet. It's capable of being Mavdiya, but it's not Chemis Ashkite. Is incapable of being paled. So the male, and Dana Thomas, the one who says Bechamim, Sakit Revit Bechamim, he holds that Chemis Ashkite is capable even of being paled. So the male, he says, Sakit Revit, if you took his sack and you share the name of him. So the male, Shabbat is a friend, it was Nikla in the sack. So both of them, Rabach and Rabbinet, the Shamunis of Treifo was Nivlai in the Zak for the Chemis Ashkite. But, so what Madonna says, Bicham, if you want to use that same Zak and another Behemot Sheo in Shech, the Behemot Sheo, so rinsing and rinsing the Zak and we've got more from the Zak. No. What you have to do, you have to be marked the Zak. Because if you don't be marked the Zak, you just rinse it, or right, so the rinsing will remove the bed. But it will not extract the rinsing, will not extract the blue piece of tarifus that is in the interior of the sake. So then when you share the sack, when you share the green chamber with the same sake, so the chemis ashkite will be mafid. The same shabbiness of treife that was lit. So it will be mafid and it will be absorbed by the Mishashkite of the second name, or the other name, the name of Shevo. So just, and the Mandoma says Amen, and we pass him, so he says, true indeed, I agree with what Rav says, that Asher and Sat is not to hold in this scale, because the base Ashrite, because the Chivis Ashrite is capable of being Mavliya, and is capable of being Mavliya not only in something soft, it's capable of being Mavliya in something hard like the Zakim. So that Zakim that was used at the Meimot Leifor did absorb Shabbos and Leifor. But if you rinsed it with cold water, so the Re'en was removed, and the Beruah will not come out through the Chivis Ashrite. Because Chivis Ashrite, that's the reason of the Mandora who said it's there, that Chivis Ashrite is only capable of being Mavliya into the Saki, but it's not capable of being paid from the Saki. So once, so Adoche you have to make, because if you don't make Adoche, so Saber will remain in the Saki. And then the end will be divine with the Ashrite of the name of Jehovah. But if you make Adoche in the Saki, and then you use the Saki on the name of Jehovah, so there is nothing to worry about, because two, that Zakim contains the Vri of Issa of Tavis, but that will not be expected. Chivis Ashrite can only be Mavliya, but it cannot be Mavliya. So according to the Ashbo too, so Ashrite Zakim should be Kechobim, as reference to a case where the Zakim is not completely when there is some grease adhering to the Zakim. Some grease adhering to the Zakim. So that's why Rav says Kelim, even though when we pass like Rav, and even though we pass the Yotaziyah, we say, but suppose the Zakim is spotless clean, and all the grease was removed, it only has a degree of Yisrael, so then we wouldn't say Kelim. Because Chivis Ashrite cannot be Mavli. But if the Zakim is not spotless, if there is grease adhering on the surface of the Zakim, so Mele, when you share the behavior with them, so that grease that adheres to the surface of the Zakim will be removed through the Chivis Ashrite, it will be removed from the surface of the Zakim, and will be absorbed by the Chivis Ashrite, that's why you have to peel it. So there is a Mavli case between Rashi and the Rashi. Now let's see now. So Zaki, shall we call Shin Shkizim in the Haas? Shall we say, Oy Moi Yoh, She Inim Kibbis, Vinoa Tzu Bikawa Kato She Esabon, Vahakein Shokha Bey, is good. Is good. Why? It's good to use it. Why is it good to use it? Why is it good to use it? Because Gmiya there isn't. Gmiya there isn't. So in other words, so either Gmiya there isn't according to Rashi. According to Rashi, so really something hard cannot absorb all the people according to Rashi. So something that is hard, so the Chivis Ashrite can absorb, but it cannot be veiled. So in Mele, but if you're not mashkis it, if you don't bend the Saki 10 times against hard ground, so then the Saki still has some impregnated into its earth. But that's not Kokolua. When something adheres very strongly to a surface, that's not called Beruah, that's called Be'er. You have all kinds of Be'er. You have a Be'er that is very loose on the surface, and you have, sometimes you have a Be'er that is hardened and is impregnated into the surface, but it's still Be'er. So the only difference between the Be'er that is loose on the surface of the cake and the Be'er that is tight and impregnated into the surface is that if the Be'er is loose on the surface, so in order to remove it, all you have to do is to rinse it in cold water. But if the Be'er is hardened and impregnated into the surface, so rinsing it will not rot it off. So then you have to either resort to ashkoze, to fire it off, or to bending it in half-round, against half-round times. So the melee, so Ruin, Yopesh, Ibekilis, Yumatu, the Karaka Koshe, Esaphomi, Vakin, Shokate, Mute. Why is it Mute? Because Bod, it contains so much clear sea cell, this Sakishlaku. It was used for years, it was used, and Homasori. The answer is, but that doesn't bother us. True, it contains clear sea cell. But when you share the behemoth, so the Hemes Ashkite will not be mafrit. Will not be mafrit the Bria from the Saki, according to Rashi, because something hard, so it cannot be. It can either be Mavriya or mafrit, and according to Rashi, true, it can be Mavriya into something hard, but it cannot be mafrit, so that's why it's good. So, in other words, this Psaka of Haber is in accordance with the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Rashi, but Rashi, we sure have the Mishimah share. So that's the machlekes between Rav and Rav Bachone. How are we passing there? So the Mikra and the Rambam, they passed like Rav Bachone. That Madiach. But Adi Shekin, Rashi, Teitzvetz, Rosh, Rashbo, they passed like Rav, that Kibri. So the Mechaba passed like Rambam. In other words, like Rav Bachone. Vim Shohar, the Duration, Hechsher, is Madiach, is Shekin. Vim Kolav, is Shiva, is Rosh, the Rambam. It's a very strange argument. It's unusual for the Rambam to say that. But either he passes like Rav or Bachone, or he passes like Rav. But the Rambam passes like Rav or Bachone. The Radoch is enough. But at the same time, he says, you call it a Rav Yushim. So in other words, so he passes, so it's a Rav Yushim. So he says, so the Rambam says in a way, the ultimate goal. In other words, you see that even the Rambam, it reconceives that Klippe is better than Anoch. He said, that is Mishumef. So, but the Rambam passes that is not necessary, it's only, you know, Mishumef is necessary. So the Rambam says, no, okay, you see that Klippe is better. And we have to pass like half, not like Rav Bachone. So Klippe is in Maki, it's not only necessary. So there was the Mechaba Paskins like Rav Bachone, and the Ramo Paskins like Kol Bishayim, like Rav. That's the code. Uvi Mokei Hatchak, Sheim Nisak. So what does it say? So, Rivu Atzim Mikar Tekoshi Esav Yom, Vahakim Shotabei Izmut. Dearly, but we have to not allowed to be like Jos, and we need to be Kala Kekoshi Esav Yom. It's only the end of its will. But the Chatzil not. So the Rambam says, suppose this is just a chak. So then, even the Chatzil is like that. When we want him a chak, Shein is like in a heres, Muta Mishrim, they tie down in the Chatzil. What did we tie down there? Al the Nitzel, the Karake, as a block. Abo Yishrim, Tabunas, Lipway, Barake. But without a shvot, without Nitzel, the Karake, so then there is the sacking his hardened grease adhering to the surface. So he couldn't say, well, I'll share it. But without bringing the sacking 10 times against half now. But if I share, if I use the sacking shafting anymore without removing the band, the hardened band that is impregnated into the surface, so then that BM, the Tal BM, will be Niblah to be Zashkite. So I have a very simple way. I'll just peel off from the surface of the Zashkite. So that is not allowed. That we learned in the first Simen in the Zashkite, that whenever something is Osa B'Yabed, unless something is done, so then you're not allowed to rely the Chathile on that, because maybe you'll forget and will not do it. So Beichu Issa. So Beichu Issa only if everything is all right without this. Let's say, so we are allowed to let the Sheikh check with the decision to test the Mefresh. Why? Because suppose you forget and not test the Sheikh, so it would still be all right. So there is no catastrophe. Hashem came with something, he's also there, so we cannot, unless something is done, so then we cannot rely on that feeling that our expectation to do something. So here too, see if you're not killing, so we need the Israel. So the main way, you cannot use the Saki without bringing it against our ground 10 times with the expectation of being killed later. Suppose you forget to be killed, then to need the Israel. So he says, our mission must be well. Saki Sheshara Bashir. Half of the issue will be Ruchwa Bilam. Mutter Mishri Bay, Pamachas. So, if it's Saki, he was Shechel Shechel. Even though it's Ruchwa Bilam, so Mutter Mishri Bay, Pamachas. Now, according to the Rashi, according to the Rashi, the Chim is Ashrite is not to be Mavriya, not only in something that is soft, but even something that is hard, that even something that is hard. So the question arises is, so why do we say that it's Buddha Mishpah in the people Shiva has? But after all, the Zaki absorbed up. When you are Shiva, it was the people Shiva also absorbed up. Now we use the same Zaki. And another people Shiva, so that down that is absorbed, in the interior of the Saki would be deflat. As a result of the Chemis Ashrit of the second Beimo, and it will be absorbed by the Chemis Ashrit of the second Beimo. So what we say, that not only are you allowed to use the same Saki if you reach the, even if you didn't reach of the blood of the first Beimo, you are still allowed to use another Beimo. Why? Because the dam so low power. Insofar as dam is concerned, you don't have to worry about the possibility of the dam that happens to be on the surface of the Saki, that maybe that dam will be nipwa the Sashite. Because when you use that Saki on another baby, the second baby, so the baby is busy being paid the dam, so it will not absorb the dam. So even the doubt that is detains the surface of Saki. So even that doubt will not be absorbed by that. So Mutalisha Pamacheres, without even reaching it, you go one. So that's only to share. Because when you share another baby, Shebo, so the problem is only in connection with doubt. So since the baby, or the second baby, Shebo, is busy being paid down, so it will not absorb down. Even down there, it will not absorb. I will also ask the Bey, we say, that's the more that could be done in hope. That could be done on the Bey's, the pink line from the top, Omar Amachar Mashmuel, Sakin Shishonah, also after the Bey. Tzeden, Amlo Bayadoche, V'Amlo Loi Bayadoche. Amlo Bayadoche, Amlo Bayadoche. So the Rav and the Reed, so he explained Rashi now, because Rashi says, Sakin Sheshochad Boswach Kulitech. Tzeden, Amlo Bayadoche, V'Amlo Loi Bayadoche. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Tzeden? So according to Rashi, it means, if you have a Saki, and the Saki, you use the Saki in Shechting a Rain, injecting a baby, then without rinsing it. So you use the Saki. So that was the Saki had droplets of blood on it. You didn't even rinse it. So then you took the same Saki that had droplets of blood on it. And you cut an apple with it. Something cold. So the question is, that apple, can you do you have to rinse it with cold water there? And without rinsing it with cold water, you're not allowed to eat the apple. Or you can eat it without rinsing it with cold water. This is how Rashi explains. This is how Rashi explains. And the Ram in explaining Rashi, so he says that Sakin Sheshorabo, so also Achmatia, that's because of Rashi Shitosi, so the Ram explains it that way, that when Rashi says, when Shmuel says, Sakin Sheshochavo, so also Lach the Boy Seyach, also Lach the Boy Seyach, so it doesn't mean also Lach the Boy Seyach, that even if you rinse it with cold water, you cannot use the Sakin on hot food. No, according to Rashi, so that's because Rashi is Shitose. Rashi is Shitose in the Chimis Ashkete is only sufficient to be Mavir and something soft. But Chimis Ashkete is not sufficient to be Mavir and something hard. So the way they come to Rashi that I'm saying is, so Shmuel would agree that if the Sakin was used in Shakin Beimo, so Shakin Beimo, so the way you can rinse it, you can rinse the Sakin with cold water, so you wash off all the blood that tainted the sakin, and then you can use the sakin in cutting hot meat, burning hot meat. Why? Because Chemas Ashrite was incapable of being mavriah blood into the sakin. So what happened? The sakin became tainted with blood. So, but if you mix the sakin with cold water, so all day the droplets of blood were washed off. Then you can take the same sakin and cut a hot piece of meat. So what does Shmuel say mean when he says Sakin Sheshochat Bo Oso Lach Bo Viseyach? He means not that you can't use it on the Viseyach, even if you use it with cold water. Sakin Sheshochat Bo, so if you did rinse it and he cut and he sliced the Bo Viseyach with that, so that Bo Viseyach is awesome. Then we said, why? Because since he used the sakin at the Noah Viseyach before it was rinsed, so it had droplets of blood. So when he used the sakin in slicing hot meat, let's say, so those droplets of blood were nibblah in the hot meat, so melee, the hot meat is awesome. That's the pshat in Oslach Viseyach. Same thing, but suppose he used the sakin that was tainted with droplets of blood, without rinsing it, he used it on a cold piece of meat or on a cold apple. So one mandoma says, one washi say, one mandoma says that in order to eat the apple, he must first rinse it with cold water. And the other mandoma says, no, he doesn't even have to rinse it. Why? Because even if a drop of blood was transferred to the apple, so we could drink down it without it. Now, this is how the Ram and the Rim explains Rashi, and he explains Rashi Shite because of what Rashi says here, because of what Rashi says at Ches, and that's Rashi Shite. So this is in line with Rashi Shite, that Chimis Ashrite is only capable of being Mavriya and something soft, but Chimis Ashrite is not capable of being Mavriya and something hard. But the Rashbo is clearly on Rashi, and the Chite of Rashi is the Rashi that explains it. The Rashbo has explained it on the Chite of Rashi altogether, but the Rashbo is clearly on the Chite of Rashi as the Rashi explains it. So the question is, now, so there is a stira between the Gemara of Ches. So that means that Chemis Ashrite is not Mavri. And here the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Sakin Sheshochat Bo Oso Lach Bo Viseyach. And of course, the Rashba and the Sheni, they explain Bo Oso Lach Bo Viseyach. Not if he sliced hot meat with the Sakin, that was tainted with droplets of blood, so that happened, those slices of hot meat that was there. But it means Sakin Sheshochat Bo Oso Lach Bo Viseyach, even if he rinsed it 1,000 times in cold water. So he cannot use the sakin on hot meat or on anything that is hot, because that sakin absorbs down, and then when he uses it on something hot, so it will be mafnit, that down, and that down will be absorbed by the something that is hot. So, but how can Shmuel say that? The Gemara says there, Yukasaf would say that. So even, not only sakin that was used on the Beit Moshebo, even a sakin that was used on the Beit Moshebo, so it's still there to be used on the Beit Moshebo, so we see that Chita Shite is not Mavriya. So in order to reconcile the Gemara Daf Cheles Viluchet Zafu Tzeder with the Gemara Shmuel Aliya of Saki Shishotak Vosom Achdui Seyach, and he explains Vosom Achdui Seyach not like Rashi, but he explains Vosom Achdui Seyach even if it means the Saki 1,000 times, you still cannot keep the Saki and Dovah Seyach. So he reconciles both Gemaras by laying down this halacha that when the Gemara passes the Sechas Achim Tzeinen, the Gemara means in effect that Chemis HaShvita is capable of being Mavliya in something soft and in something hard. But it's incapable of being Mavli. So the name of the Gemara says in the Sechas Achim Tzeinen, if let's say he was Sheikha Tebei Moksheiro, so that Zaki was good.